Question number four. What led you to take up the cause of professional ethics? Working long hours designing airborne telemetry equipment without extra compensation made me question if I was truly a professional or just another worker. Lack of being recognized as the professional image I had developed of a PE from the University of Florida course on engineering professionalism and ethics, and reviewing the codes of ethics of the American Society of Civil Engineers made me question the professional status of engineers who are working in industry which are not licensed. I then switched from product to system engineering and advice from a more senior engineer who interviewed me. Then in the 1970s, there developed what was called the BART case, led by Dr. Steven Unger and the CSIT. BART stood for the Bay Area Rapid Transit System, spanning San Francisco to Oakland, California. The CSIT designation was for the Committee on the Social Implications of Technology. It was a precursor to what later became the full Society on the Social Implications of Technology, which Steve Unger and I are members of. I began reading the CSIT newsletter published under Dr. Steve Unger on professional activities starting in IEEE in the early 1970s. The amendment of IEEE's constitution, adding professional and ethical activities, occurred in 1973 by a vote in favor of over 83% of the members. This was led by USAB's effort. My joining the Florida State branch of the National Society of Professional Engineers, which was the Florida Engineering Society, I became involved in the practice section for engineers in industry called PEI, where I became the state vice chairman. Then in 1973, just after the constitution of IEEE was voted to be amended to add professional activities, I attended the Orlando section meeting of IEEE, and I proposed creating in that section what became the first professional activities committee in IEEE. It just happened that at that meeting, which was December 1972, the outgoing president of IEEE, Robert Tanner of Canada, attended that meeting, which was ironic because it was at that meeting that I proposed and got approval to create the first professional activities in a section in IEEE. Later, I attended UCLA in 1964 for a one-week course on system safety and product liability. This was conducted by attorney engineer George Peters. I then joined the System Safety Society and had papers published about engineers working in industry. Then, a little later, I proposed and got approved creating a professional activity section of SoutheastCon, which was going to be held in Orlando in 1974, which was approved and became the first session in IEEE dealing with professional activities. Then at the 1974 SoutheastCon conference, I presented papers on professionalism, ethics, licensure, product safety, and then I co-authored a technical paper on a study we did for the Air Force on what was called area nodal communications. I then became licensed as a professional engineer in Florida in January of 1974. Then, in preparation and coming up to that conference, a big conference on SoutheastCon, my engineering manager began pressuring me not to present those papers. He happened to be a licensed PE and a senior member of IEEE at the time. He claimed it would be too extreme to do that, and I would be considered an extremist, but I went ahead and I presented them. I felt it was important to do so. Later that year, the Orlando section of IEEE awarded me an Engineer of the Year for my professional activities in the Orlando section. Then I was forced to resign in 1974 in August for allegedly missing schedules, but that was untrue. And previous, I had been forced a month earlier to read aloud before three engineers and the manager, 3 pages of performance appraisal, which I later had analyzed and determined it was 85% false. But I contacted an attorney. He advised me to resign under coercion, which I did. The BART amicus curiae, which is a friend of the court brief, was filed by IEEE in 1975 as a result of CSIT under Dr. Steve Unger urging to get involved in the BART case affecting 3 engineers. They had been fired for bringing design faults to the attention of management, but not getting any response that they would be corrected. They went over their head to a higher level, reported to them, and because of that, they were fired. The pleadings that IEEE's attorneys made in the BART case stressed the importance of codes of ethics for engineers, and as a result, they had an overriding responsibility to protect the public as their number one priority. That began to really have an effect on me positively, to think about I was more than just a worker. I should be treated as a professional. Later that year, 1975, I attended the Florida Engineering Society state meeting held at Marco Island, and I debated against an engineering manager. I took the stance that engineers in industry should not be exempt from holding a PE license. They should be licensed. He took the stance, which was a business viewpoint, that no, they wanted the engineers in industry not to be licensed, that they would be held responsible for any design defects. And that created problems. In 1975 also, I was asked, being a PE, this was when I was in between 2 jobs, to investigate the probable cause of a fire in a mobile home which killed 2 young children. I conducted an investigation. I did not have access to the actual burnt, destroyed mobile home, but I did obtain technical materials and reports, particularly on aluminum wiring causing fires. Later, I was deposed by 2 manufacturers' attorneys for 8 hours. I testified that their products could have failed. One was a TV and the other was aluminum wiring in the construction of the mobile home. I could only give my opinion since I could not exactly examine the mobile home. That weekend, I was informed that the case had been settled out of court and it was settled in favor of the parents. And it was the parents' attorneys who had retained me through the safety engineering consulting firm. That experience caused me to have greater respect for avoiding possible product liability in poor or defective designs by engineers and manufacturers, thus causing harm to the public users. And that was the reason I went to UCLA to attend that course on product liability and system safety. I felt that being a professional engineer, it was my responsibility to know more about that, how to handle it.